He's going to take it himself for a championship.
A double play wins it for three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, friends, and good afternoon. Welcome to Mansion Park Stadium in Altoona. Today, NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network present the PIAA Class 4A quarterfinals. It's a battle of unbeatens as the District 9 champions, the Clearfield Bison, take on the District 7 WPIL champion Thomas Jefferson. Today's game on the NFHS Network and the WJPA Sports Network is being brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Fagan Sanitary Supply, keeping gym floors looking great, including the ones at Thomas Jefferson, FaganSupply.com. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Precision Marshall Steel. Join a winning team. Log on steeljobs.us. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Eber and Associates Insurance Services. The defense you need on your side. Log on eberinsurance.com. By Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by Voyevich Dermatology Associates, with three convenient locations, Mount Lebanon, in Washington, and in Pleasant Hills, right off the 43 Toll Road. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon for playoff football. When we come back, Nicholas Callis will join me, and we'll take a look at this Class 4A bracket in a moment. You're watching the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing Products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business. The best. Fagan Supply keeps the Thomas Jefferson gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply. On your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online. FaganSupply.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Well, welcome up into the press box here at Mansion Park Stadium in Altoona. I'm Nate Rigotti. Alongside me, my partner and friend, Nicholas Callis. We also have a great crew on hand for us this afternoon for some playoff football. Our producer, Jason Tennant, and on the cameras, Brett Gambita, Eric Bennett, and Dacia Skulnekovic, and also our producer, Mark Edwards, in our downtown Washington studios will be joining us in a little bit when we join our friends on WJPA Radio. Thomas Jefferson, Clearfield, two unbeaten teams. What else can you ask for? What more do you want in playoff football?
Yeah, no, I mean, when you get two undefeated teams, it's a really good storyline because one team's going to have to lose. One team's going to continue its undefeated journey, and I love watching two teams like this, two powerhouses going at it. It's a good one. It should be a good one today.
And the weather has turned out great. This is what you expect when it comes to football in Pennsylvania.
Well, the game was supposed to be played last night. It got moved to Altoona today because of weather concerns. I don't know if the weather's going to play. Well, the sun's out. That's one thing. It's not under the lights. But it's still 36 degrees out here in Altoona as well. So Maybe it could have been colder if it was at night, but it's still going to be maybe some tough conditions just with the weather. Hopefully they stay warm out there today.
Yeah, there were a bunch of games that were moved, some that were moved just based on location and then ended up being canceled and postponed until today as well. Let's take a look at this Class 4A bracket. Because Nicholas, there's some really good teams that are out there. Some other district champions that are still alive.
Yeah, there's actually six district champions still in the bracket. Two games were played last night. Two will be played today. One of those games played last night. It was Bonner Prendergast and Pope John Paul II. They played, and Bonner Prendergast won 35-7, and so they're going to play in the next round. Juniata and Southern Lehigh. They're playing today at Shamokin High School at 1 o'clock. Then on this side of the bracket, Thomas Jefferson and Clearfield, of course, playing. That's the game we're covering here in Altoona at Mansion Park Stadium. Lampeter Strasburg and Wyom Missing, they played yesterday. Lampeter Strasburg won an exciting 30-27 overtime game. So the winner of this game between TJ and Clearfield is going to play Lampeter Strasburg.
Yeah, that was a great game last night between Wyom Missing and Lampeter Strasburg. Goes to overtime. Wyom Missing gets the ball first. They miss the field goal. Lampeter Strasburg getting a hand in there to block it. And then Lampeter Strasburg comes out. They say, we're not going to run the ball. We're not going to pass the ball. Let's tee it up and win this ball game. And that's what they did, making a 22-yard field goal to advance into the semifinals. Looks like we're going to get set for the national anthem here at Mansion Park Stadium in Altoona. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll take a look at these two teams and some of the key players on them. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Two really good teams we're going to get to see today here at Altoona in the Class 4A quarterfinals, the Thomas Jefferson Jags and the Clearfield Bison. Let's take a look at some of these key players because there are some really great athletes, some great D1 recruits in this game. First, let's look at the Clearfield Bison. This offense runs through their running back, Brady Collins. He averages 214 yards a game. He has already set the single season rushing record at Clearfield, has over 2,500, almost 26 yards on the year. As you see the Clearfield Bison come out onto the field, really excited for this one. They are pumped up and they are ready to go in their white jerseys with the black numbers trimmed in red. For Collins, he has already broken that record set in 2002 by Dave Richards. He needs just 53 yards here this afternoon to set the District 9 record at 2,627 yards. That was set back in 2018 by Clarion Limestone's Austin Newcomb. But it's a dual running attack as well for this Clearfield team. You'll also see running the ball Carter Freeland. Freeland with 921 yards on the year. He has 14 touchdowns himself. It's going to be up to Thomas Jefferson's defense today, Nicholas, to really stop this powerful Clearfield running game.
Yes, indeed. And there's not a particular player that I'm looking at or a particular strategy that I'm looking at for either team other than the head coach of Clearfield. It's somebody that I know from Keystone Oaks. He's a Keystone Oaks graduate, well-decorated football player and wrestler and played football at Pitt, Miles Carrigine. And I just found out when I was preparing for this game starting on Thursday, when I found out I was doing it, that he's their head coach, and I know him and his family pretty well. So I'm excited to see what strategies he puts up to give Thomas Jefferson a run for their money.
And he'll go up against Thomas Jefferson's coach, Bill Chirpak, who has just been phenomenal in his career at Thomas Jefferson. This is the 10th appearance in the state playoffs for Thomas Jefferson. The Jaguars 15-4 in state playoff games, but 5-3 in quarterfinals. The only time that they've advanced past the quarterfinals and did not win the state title was back in 2006. Thomas Jefferson's defense, when we talk about this running game, they have been able to stop really powerful runners already in the playoffs in the WPIL postseason. Tyke Hayes from Aliquippa, he's a Penn State recruit, 10 carries, 46 yards, that's it. And then a spell for McKeesport in the WPIL championship game, another Penn State recruit, 15 carries, 65 yards. Can the Thomas Jefferson defense now come up and take on the running back that has the fourth most yards in the state right now in Brady Collins? As you see, the captain's getting ready to walk out onto the field. Thomas Jefferson has a great offense as well. They have their own great running back, a young guy, just a sophomore, 5'10", 170 pounds, Tyler Eber. This guy has been running the ball tremendously for the Jaguars all season long in the WPIL championship game, 33 carries, 162 yards. In one game this season already, Eber has carried the ball 48 times. That was in a win against West Allegheny. Two really good, maybe old-school type teams here today, Nicholas. We're going to run the ball. They're going to pound the rock.
And they should be able to run the ball pretty efficiently today as well. There's no precipitation in the forecast for the next few hours, so it's really just going to be cold. Right now, 37 degrees at the field. With clear conditions like this, the field doesn't look too moist down there. It should be a landscape that could encourage running in today's game.
Captains for Thomas Jefferson lined up on the sideline. You see Braden White. We'll talk about him in a moment, as well as Matthew Martinez, your quarterback Luke Costco, and lineman number 55, Shep Turk. He's a Pitt recruit. Turk, a senior, 290 pounds, stands at 6'5". Big guy up there on the line for Thomas Jefferson. So I just mentioned Braden White. A lot of receptions for that young man this year. So let's talk about some of these stats. Luke Costco has almost 1,800 yards in the air for Thomas Jefferson, his quarterback. Over 1,100 of those yards have been thrown to Braden White. Clearfield's defense has to be watching for number two today. Captains for the Bison walking out there right now, Carter Freeland, one of those running backs, as well as Brady Collins in that powerful attack as the teams shake hands at midfield. We'll get the coin toss here in a moment. Also out there, Ty Avini. Avini, a 6 foot, 170-pound lineman as a captain for Clearfield as well. Great shot from our cameraman, Brett Gambita, down there. That is just tremendous. And just want to thank the production crew who put a lot of work and effort into this one today to be able to bring this to you here on the WJPA Sports Network and on NFHS.
Has won the toss. They would defer.
You just heard the officials say Thomas Jefferson has won the toss and has deferred. So we will have a ref mic. We're not completely tapped into that. We'll be able to hear it over the PA system. We'll step aside here one more time. When we come back, kickoff in this state quarterfinal game between Thomas Jefferson and Clearfield on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Jags. When it comes to your skincare, Voyevich Dermatology Associates has had your skin covered for 50 years. Hi, this is Dr. Justin Voyevich. We have 10 experienced clinicians in 3 convenient locations. In the Crossroads Building on West Bow Street in Washington, in Mount Lebanon near St. Clair Hospital, and in Pleasant Hills, just minutes off the 43 Toll Road. Our professional staff will provide a pleasant experience in our state-of-the-art facilities. We offer a full spectrum of services: skin cancer detection and treatment, pediatric dermatology, acne, psoriasis, and eczema therapies, and we are your board-certified dermatologist source for Botox, fillers, lasers, microneedling, and CoolSculpting. So trust your skin with the largest independent family-owned dermatology practice in Western Pennsylvania. Call Voyevich Dermatology Associates at 412-429-2570 or visit our website at vucare.com. That's vucare.com.
Getting set for kickoff. Back deep to return here for Clearfield, Brady Collins and Carter Freeland, and in to kick Sam Wessel, as this quarterfinal game is underway, and it's a squib kick right to the 30-yard line to the upback man. They'll return it up across the 40-yard line. Decent starting position here for the Bison on the first drive.
An interesting decision there to start a game with a squib kick like that. I have seen some teams do it through WPL playoffs that I covered not want to give up big returns open, early on. Especially with the reputation of these two teams perhaps being good runners.
Quarterback Xavier Curry in the gun. Has Collins behind him, tight end bunched to the left. Collins now takes a couple of steps up. Here's the snap, handoff to Brady. Collins plows ahead, and he gets nowhere. Stuffed at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play, and the Thomas Jefferson defense is fired up on the first play of the ballgame.
Yeah, Zachary Villa was in there on the tackle, and so was Deacon Camberis. Camberis, a sophomore. Villa, a junior on this team, both getting in there.
Ball in the far hash. Clearfield moving from right to left. Second down and 10 after the no gain by Brady Collins. Xavier Curry sends two receivers to the near side, has Collins behind him. Curry taking his time, gets a snap, and it goes between his legs. He has to scramble back to the 30-yard line. He picks it up and fires an incomplete pass out of bounds. Great job by Xavier Curry to get that ball away off the bad snap.
Yeah, I mean, that's great recovery there. And the replay is showing, I mean, he just rolled out, got out of the pocket, and was able to throw that one away. That's the difference between 5 yards lost and no yards lost, so they've still got 10 yards to go. Could have been worse, but fair recovery there.
Incomplete pass stops the clock here. First drive of the game, third down and 10 now for Clearfield. The Bison will go empty set here. Xavier Curry sending three receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Ball at their own 41-yard line for Clearfield. Another low snap, but handled well by Curry. Fires across the middle, and that is incomplete. Intended on the play for Cooper Brode, and it's fourth down.
Solid coverage there. A lot of contact by Nathan Farrison, a 5'9 senior. He got in there and just made contact with the intended receiver, and it's a big part of that ball being forced incomplete.
A three and out forced by the Thomas Jefferson defense. Brian Owens, the southpaw, gets the left-footed kick away. That's picked up around the 20-yard line and nowhere to go for Braden White. Just under 11 minutes to play in the first quarter. Scoreless, Thomas Jefferson gets the ball for the first time when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Jaguars come out on offense, first down and 10. From their own 24-yard line, they'll start this possession. Under center goes the quarterback, Luke Kosko, and flags come in here before the ball can even be snapped. And look like it's going to be an offside penalty, an encroachment penalty against Thomas Jefferson. It's going to back him up 5 yards.
Neutral zone infraction. Offense, number 5. 5-yard penalty. First down.
That's on Kane. Excuse me. That's on Kane Egerton, 6'1", sophomore.
First penalty of the ball game.
He's lined up as one of the receivers out there.
Under center is Costco. Handoff goes to Eber. Has a seam on the left side. Gets all of that penalty yardage back, plus one or two on first down.
Tackle made on the play by Xavier Curry, junior on the team. Now second down.
Gain of seven on the play. Brings up second down and eight for Thomas Jefferson. And you see the Jaguars run that offense where it's going to be Eber following the fullback. Two receivers to the near side this time. Ball on the 26-yard line. Costco under center. Eber the back. Swings it out to the near side, and that pass incomplete. Intended for Braden White on the wide receiver screen. Incomplete. Stops the clock and brings up third down and eight. First possession of the game for Thomas Jefferson. Really love the gold jerseys by TJ as well.
A really pronounced yellow color.
Makes it easy to see those jerseys out there.
Well, that's true too, but they are aesthetically pleasing as well there. It's a nice design.
Costco in the gun, has Eber to his right, two receivers to the far side, one to the near side here. Gets the snap, looks to pass across the middle, wide open, first down and more across the 40-yard line. Cooper Kimbaris making that catch up to the 43, and that'll move the sticks. First down of the game for either team.
Yeah, the defense just left a little bit too much of the middle open there. Just a quick slant thrown. And they got a first down off of it.
And a 17-yard completion. 17 yards to Cooper Kimbaris. Moves the ball up to the 43-yard line for Thomas Jefferson. Under 10 minutes to play, first quarter, still scoreless. Luke Costco under center this time. I formation for Thomas Jefferson. Costco going to pass again, looking to the near sideline. There's Braden White, and he hauls it in all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Thomas Jefferson. 57-yard pass to Braden White, and the Jags strike first.
Xavier Curry was on the coverage there for Clearfield, and he just let Braden White get behind him, and you don't want to do that as a defensive back. And after White got the ball, he was able to run past him and score the touchdown.
Well, couldn't make the screen catch, and then makes the big one for 57 yards, beating the defender. Kick is up from Sam Wessel, and it is good. 9.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Thomas Jefferson, 7. Clearfield, nothing here in the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
A great start to the ball game for Thomas Jefferson. A 57-yard strike to Braden White makes it 7-0, and the Jags kicking this one back off. Sam Wessel tees the ball up with Collins and Freeland back, and it'll be picked up at about the 24-yard line. Another bouncing kick, and that one actually picked up, I think that's Bryce Frueschauer, who's able to return it out to the 34-yard line, where Clearfield will start this possession. No offense so far for the Bison, now down 7-0.
No, their first offensive possession ended in a 3-and-out. And that's not great when you start a playoff game, getting the ball, giving it up, and then giving up a score. So opportunity here to at least get on the board if they can get some offense moving this drive.
Ball at their own 34-yard line, trailing Thomas Jefferson 7-0. Here's Clearfield's offense for their second drive. Xavier Curry, the quarterback, looking at the play call on his wrist, has Collins as the tailback. And Collins will get the handoff, looking for somewhere to go around the right side, and he'll get a yard or two on first down.
Evan Forte in there on to make the tackle. Got that first hit down low. He and Zachary Villa were in there on the tackle.
First positive offensive yards there for Clearfield. Gain of two, second down and eight. Ball on the far hash at their own 36-yard line now. And that's not Curry that's running the offense here. There's a snap. That's a direct snap to Carter Freeland, who keeps it up the middle, plowing ahead. Gets across the 40 up to the 42-yard line.
He just got swallowed up by a bunch of Thomas Jefferson defenders. Looking at the replay, the first hit there was made by Braden White. But a solid gain for Clearfield, and better opportunity here to cross that line to gain.
Give him a 7-yard gain there. It's third down and one for Clearfield. Again, it's Freeland in the quarterback position. A couple of men go in motion here. And the handoff goes to Collins. Collins plows ahead. He'll get enough for the first down. Maybe more. Ball popped out. Thomas Jefferson says they have it. Officials scrambling, and there's the signal. TJ forces the fumble and gets the ball. Scrum at the bottom of the pile. It's Braden White who had it. And Thomas Jefferson going to walk away with a turnover. Fumble and the turnover for Clearfield.
Yeah, Braden White reached in with his right hand and gave it a little punch looking at the replay and then got the fumble recovered for Thomas Jefferson. Well done there. Even though they crossed the line to gain, Clearfield did. That's great awareness by the defenders to try to catch a lack of ball protection there and a well-executed defensive play.
Yeah, Collins got a couple of yards there, had enough for the first down, but as things got stacked up, loses the ball. Braden White, man, what a just playmaker this young man is. Already has the 57-yard touchdown, and now he forces that fumble. Thomas Jefferson gets the ball at the Clearfield 47-yard line. Handoff goes to Eber, bouncing off his left guard, gets through for a couple of yards on first down. He'll get across the 45 up to the 43-yard line. Gain of three, four on first down. We'll call it second down and six.
Carter Freeland was in there on the tackle with John Rolls.
By the way, over on WJPA AM, we'll join that broadcast in a bit once this one wraps up, but Fort Cherry in the WPIL championship game trailing Clareton 20-14 in the fourth quarter. 7-0 Thomas Jefferson looking to strike again. Man goes in motion. That's Egerton. Looking to pass here is Costco. Looking again for Braden White, who beats the defense. Makes the catch at the 17-yard line, and he walks into the end zone for a touchdown. There's a flag back at the line of scrimmage. Hang on here for a moment.
Holding. Number 56, Thomas Jefferson. 10-yard penalty. Second down.
Oh, my goodness. Taking away the huge touchdown run. Costco had time. Nice pass. This Clearfield backfield has not been able to guard White so far. He had it, but the holding call at the line of scrimmage. Second flag called on Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, White keeps beating the last line of defense there on the Clearfield defense. If that keeps happening, they're going to keep giving up touchdowns. Thomas Jefferson has already established a pretty strong running game, and if you mix it with that passing game and White being able to get open and get away from defenders deep into space, Thomas Jefferson's going to score a whole lot of points in this game.
Back over across midfield. It's second down and 16 from now their own 47-yard line. Eber trying to run this one to the right side. He'll pick up two on the play to the 49-yard line. Now third down. Just short of midfield.
It's pretty moderate field position for Thomas Jefferson here. It could set up for either type of play. I mean, they're already up by seven. Could play a conservative, try another run, or see if White can get into space again. and get to that line to gain. The line to gain right now is at Clearfield's 37.
Third and a long 13. Two receivers each way here for the quarterback, Costco, with Eber to his left. Quick pass comes to the near side. That's complete to Gavin Miller, and nowhere for him to go, though. Swung it out to the near side. Miller, no gain on the play. It'll be fourth down here for Thomas Jefferson. So they go from another touchdown. The holding call brings it back, and now the punt team going to trot on for the Jags.
Yeah, Clearfield takes advantage of a gift in that holding penalty that reversed that touchdown scored by Thomas Jefferson, and now getting to receive a punt here and get another opportunity to even this game up.
Wessel gets that punt away. Taking it at the 11-yard line is Colton Ryan. Ryan returns it up across the 20, brought down on the play by Gavin Miller. 5:46 to play, first quarter. Thomas Jefferson 7, Clearfield nothing, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list, and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price, and so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
First down from their own 22-yard line for Clearfield here. Curry back into the quarterback position. Hands this ball off, and again, nowhere to go for Brady Collins, but he runs out of a tackle, comes to the near side, and makes something out of nothing. Good job there by Brady Collins to just keep the feet churning, and he rolls right out of a tackle.
Yeah, you'll see here, Shepard Turk was in there first, along with three other Thomas Jefferson defenders. Running back slipped away. Tackle was eventually made, hit out of bounds by Kane Egerton. A little slippery run play there for a short gain.
Second down and 8 after the gain of 2. Ball at their own 24-yard line now for Clearfield. Again, running a wildcat offense, it looks like here, as the quarterback here is Freeland. Bunch of guys go in motion, including some linemen. And Freeland going to keep it himself, and boy, nowhere to go. Faked a handoff, kept it, and that was snuffed out immediately by Lucas Patterson, the sophomore. 6'2", 180 pounds, and he's in the backfield, and Freeland loses two. It's back to third and 10.
Yeah, just too many Thomas Jefferson defenders slipped through the cracks of that Clearfield offensive line, and they lose some yards on that play.
Third down and 10 from their own 22-yard line here for Clearfield. Thomas Jefferson leading 7-0, under 4.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Trip to the state semifinals on the line. Xavier Curry back in his quarterback. Fakes the handoff, rolls out to his right, looking to pass under some pressure. Now delivers one that's intercepted at the 35-yard line. Braden White, look at this. He had the pick six in the WPIL championship game, making some defenders miss up to the 25-yard line. Still on his feet, across the 20. He'll be just short of the 20-yard line. The second turnover of the game for Clearfield, and it's Braden White who comes up big again.
Yeah, he's the star of the game so far, scoring a receiving touchdown and another one that was called back. Yeah, he just had that coverage really well done. That pass was intended for Elijah Glunt, but White picks it off, gets in front of it, and the amazing blocking by Thomas Jefferson to keep that play alive, along with White being sturdy, running up and down, back and forth on the field. And now Thomas Jefferson has pretty solid field position. First and 10 from
personal foul.
Oh,
number 54.
Oh, and they call this on Clearfield, the personal foul. Ball was going to be on the 22-yard line, but march it 15 more yards.
Tie of any.
Thomas Jefferson into the sheets, red zone.
So that's who they called it on, number 54. That's who he is, a 6-foot senior.
First penalty of the game against Clearfield. And now this ball spotted at the 11. They'll start this drive with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter, already leading 7-0. Great opportunity here for the Jags. Costco, the quarterback, goes under center. I formation, handoff to Eber. Through the middle of the line on the left side, he'll get this ball down to the 5-yard line, gain of 6 on first down.
Yeah, just great run blocking there by the offensive line for Thomas Jefferson. And they've just been moving the football pretty efficiently. The only thing that stifled them so far was that holding penalty that they had on their last drive that set them back real far. They had to punt on that drive, but here, getting a personal foul penalty too to set themselves up even closer to the goal line. Yeah, they're moving the ball well.
Hand off again up the middle to Eber. Gets across the five. Looks like they'll mark it at the three here. It'll be third down, but Thomas Jefferson can get a first down at the one-yard line to set up first and goal if they can get a couple more yards.
Yeah, that's a bit of an advantage. You rarely see them able to fit the ball in that little one-yard slot. Usually they'll go over the goal line. But in the event that they have a shorter run, Clearfield makes a good stop. That's an advantage Thomas Jefferson will have to get a new set of downs and have four more plays to run from right up against the goal line.
Third down and three. Again, the one-yard line would move the sticks for a first and goal here. Costco under center. Looking to pass, swings it out to the near side, and that's incomplete. Looking for White. TJ fans want a flag. Don't get one. It's fourth down.
Bryce Freshour was in there on the coverage, along with Colton Ryan there in the end zone. And I saw White out there, and I was looking at him because I figured they're either going to run it again or they're going to target him. He was the only wide receiver lined up on either side of the line. Tried to give him a quick slant, but couldn't get past that Clearfield coverage. Now it's fourth down.
Thomas Jefferson looks like they're lined up to go for it here. Fourth down and three. A first down would be at the one-yard line. I formation. Pitch it back this time to Eber. Puts his head down. Reaches for the goal line. And it's, wait, it's a touchdown. That's Trent Miller who has it. Trent Miller, number 24.
Yeah, watching the replay. Oh, it was fumbled.
Oh,
it was fumbled at the goal line.
Is that what they're going to say here, that the ball popped out, that Miller gets the touchdown, or did Eber reach and get it? The sign didn't come until Miller recovered the ball. They're going to say that's a fumble and a Miller touchdown. Either way, Thomas Jefferson scores with 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Kick is up from Wessel, and that kick is good. 14-0 TJ over Clearfield here in this state quarterfinal. We're back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business, the best. Fagan Supply keeps the Thomas Jefferson gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply, on your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online, fagansupply.com.
Getting set for kickoff. Thomas Jefferson now leading 14-0 as Eber carried the ball to the goal line, had it knocked out, but Trent Miller recovered it in the end zone for a Thomas Jefferson touchdown, and now TJ kicks the ball away once again, taken at the 15-yard line. This is Bryce Frueschauer who gets it out to the 35, and that's where Clearfield's offense will set back up shop first and 10.
Tackle on that play by Thomas Jefferson, Zachary Villa. He's been on a few tackles on defense and on that one there on kick return, or kickoff, geez.
So here comes the Bison offense once again, trailing 14-0 now with under 2.5 minutes to play in this first quarter. Xavier Curry, the quarterback in the gun. Back there with him is Colton Ryan to his left. Brings a man in motion to the left side. Handoff will go to Brady Collins, trying to stretch it to the near side of the field. Finally turns it up. We'll get a couple of yards back across the line of scrimmage. They'll mark this down. Looks like it's going to be at the 38-yard line, so pickup of three on first down for Brady Collins.
Clearfield's last drive ended in an interception, and then Thomas Jefferson scored on their subsequent offensive possession there, so
not much offense in this one for Clearfield. Would have had their first down two drives ago when the ball was fumbled. Here's Freeland back there in that quarterback position. He hands it off this time to Brady Collins, spinning off a couple of tackles across the 40-yard line. See where they mark this one. It's just another short gain for Brady Collins, just across the 40 to the 41.
Nathan Farrison in there, 5'9", senior D-back there on the tackle.
They say just a 2-yard gain. Collins right now just 14 yards on the ground on 6 carries. Third down and 4 at the 40-yard line. Clearfield offense looking at their wrist for the play call. Again in here is Carter Freeland as a Wildcat quarterback. Freeland fakes the handoff, keeps it himself up the middle. He'll be short of the first down. Stuffed by TJ. He'll be a yard short. Fourth down and 1 for Clearfield at their own 44-yard line.
Braden White's been involved in a lot of offensive and defensive plays in this game, the 6-foot senior, and he was credited with the tackle there.
It's a half a yard here for the Bison. They line up like they're going to go for it. Already trailing 14 to nothing as we approach the final minute of the first quarter. Freeland in his quarterback, looks at the play call on his wrist. Two receivers to the right side. The back here is Brady Collins. Coming in motion to the near side is one guy that lines up as an up back and looking for the first down on the keeper is Freeland. He'll have it. He'll move the sticks. The first down of the game for Clearfield as they cross the 45 to the 46-yard line. Looks like they'll mark it officially at the 47. Freeland picks up 3. First down and 10 now for Clearfield. We'll have to snap it. Play clock at 20 and the game clock at 23 as they continue to click down. From the gun here is Freeland once again. Collins to his right. Gets the snap, fakes it to Collins, keeps it himself, has a hole up the middle across midfield. And that's a gain of 5 on first down, and that will be the final play of the first quarter. Thomas Jefferson, 14, Clearfield nothing. We're back in a moment. The WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
A couple of big plays for Braden White in the first quarter define it for Thomas Jefferson, leading 14 to nothing. Had the big 57-yard touchdown catch and also had an interception that then led to the Trent Miller touchdown after Eber fumbled right at the goal line. They give that touchdown to Miller, though I'm still not sure that Eber didn't cross that goal line himself. Second down and 5 now for Clearfield as we start the second quarter. Ball at the Thomas Jefferson 48-yard line. Clearfield now moving from left to right. Freeland again is the quarterback here. Three guys change their position for the Bison offense. Fake the handoff to Collins, keeper for Freeland. Gain of, see where they spot this ball. It'll be a gain of 2 there on, well, gain of 3 there on. Second down, it'll be third down and 2.
Deacon Camberis in there on the tackle for Thomas Jefferson. Got in there pretty quickly. Good pressure there from Thomas Jefferson to limit that gain.
Ball right at the 45-yard line. Spotted between the hash marks. Third down and two for Clearfield. They converted on a fourth down on this drive already. Carter Freeland still in at the quarterback position on this drive. From the gun, hands a ball off quickly. That's enough for a first down for Clearfield. Needed two, got three. I think that went to the handoff, went to number three. That's Martinez. Fort Cherry has just scored 21-20 over Claritin in the WPIAL Class 1A championship game. First down and 10 here for Clearfield at the Thomas Jefferson 42-yard line. Carter Freeland fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and he's snuffed out in the backfield. Nowhere to go. First man to him, Shep Turk, the pit guy, makes the stop for a loss.
Yeah, Turk Cabarrus got in there, too, to kind of wrap that up and help him finish it off in there on that tackle for Thomas Jefferson. Loss on the play, second down.
Freeland so far has run the ball more than Brady Collins has. 7 rush attempts for Freeland, just 6 for Collins. It'll be second down and 12. Now back at their own, or at the TJ 44-yard line. Xavier Curry and his quarterback. He looks to pass, and that one incomplete. Looking for Elijah Glunt, who had a big game last week. Incomplete will bring up third down.
Braden White again in there on the coverage. Third down.
Curry has yet to complete a pass. 0 for 4 thus far. Third down and 12. Ball still at the TJ 44. Curry goes empty set. Trips to the left. Two receivers to the right. Curry looking to pass under pressure. Gets this one away and it's incomplete. Braden White breaks it up. Intended for Bryce Frueschauer. And it'll be fourth down for Clearfield.
Braden White's just been involved in a lot of plays so far. And that's just another job there. We had physical contact with the intended receiver on that play and contributed to that ball going incomplete.
TJ defense has played well. Again, empty back set. Three receivers to the left side. To the near side here for Xavier Curry. On fourth down under all kind of pressure, and he's sacked in the backfield. Back at midfield, a loss of 7 yards, and Thomas Jefferson's defense comes back up.
Yeah, the sack in there, that was Dominic Volamino. On that sack, and that's a crucial play there. Clearfield already down 2 possessions. And now they've given up the ball. I mean, they pretty much had to go for it there, being down 2 possessions already. They don't get the kick at halftime, or after halftime, I should say. They don't get the kick to start the third quarter because they received in the to start the game. Now Thomas Jefferson with an opportunity to go up 3 possessions about 2 minutes into this second quarter.
They do spot the ball at their own 49-yard line. So it was a sack of 6 yards as Costco goes under center. Play action. Looking to pass. He has White again at the 20-yard line. He makes the catch. Runs away from a defender and into the end zone for another touchdown. Braden White from 51 yards out. And TJ goes up 3 scores.
Yeah, watching the replay here, just a straight throw up the middle, and again, White beats the coverage.
51 yards. He has 108 yards receiving on 2 catches and 1 touchdown. Kick is up. And kick is good. TJ, 21. Clearfield, nothing. We're back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
One play, 51 yards, just a couple of seconds off the clock, and TJ now up 21-0 with 9:39 to play in the second quarter. And to kick things off once again is Sam Wessel. Wessel has stayed away from the deep threats for the most part, but this time going to tee it off. And that one taken at about the 16-yard line. This is Bryce Frueschauer. Return up across the 35 near the 40, and that's where Clearfield's offense will get set back up. Clearfield with just one first down in this ball game, two turnovers. Have not been able to convert on fourth down. The Bison's offense got to get something going.
Yeah, one was a fumble. They had the first down, but the ball was fumbled. That was one of the turnovers. There was also an interception thrown. Yeah, they're just not moving overly efficiently right now. They were forced to go for it at midfield on a fourth down play where Thomas Jefferson got the ball back and then passed it to White. They're in a position right now that where they're desperate. They can't really be conservative anymore because I know it's still only the second quarter, but they're also running out of time. And with Thomas Jefferson up three possessions, this game could go by quickly.
First and 10, this drive starting at their own 39-yard line. Fake the handoff. Curry under some pressure now scrambles to the left, and that pass is batted away, incomplete. Curry trying to get it away, and in his face, knocking that one away, Matt Martinez. Just nowhere for Curry to go. The Thomas Jefferson defensive front has been putting him under pressure when he's dropped back to pass. He is now 0-for-6 passing.
Yeah, the passing game hasn't been too strong. When they've run that formation with the Wildcat quarterback, that's when they've had most of their success, some run trickery. But even then, just one first down for all the efforts that they've put in so far.
Second down and 10 from their own 39-yard line now. Back to Freeland in the quarterback position. Carter Freeland takes the snap, hands it off to Brady Collins. Collins trying to turn it upfield, breaks off a one-tackler. Across the 45, drug down across midfield. This will be close to a first down. We'll see where they'll spot it here on the near side. And I think that was just enough for a first down. Gain of 10 there to move the sticks. Largest offensive play of the game for Clearfield. Just the second first down.
And this is where they turn the ball over on downs in their last possession.
Freeland, the quarterback, from the gun, has Collins. Collins gets the call up the middle, and he's stuffed up after a gain of two.
It looked like Deacon Camberis was in there first on that tackle. We'll see the replay here. It was actually Zachary Villa in there on the tackle. Got there first. And then Camberis kind of swallowed him up just to assure that he was down. So a gain of about two.
Second down and 8, clock rolling under 9 minutes to play in the first half as Clearfield crosses midfield into Thomas Jefferson territory. Ball spotted at the TJ 49. Xavier Curry back in as quarterback. Fake the handoff to Freeland. Under pressure, nowhere for him to go. Scrambles away from a would-be sack and then gets annihilated.
Ball
popped out. Does TJ have it? My goodness, what a play. It's another Thomas Jefferson defensive stop and forced turnover.
Yeah, Patterson was in there first. You'll see number 10 if you can see the replay. Patterson tried to tackle him. He spun away from that and then coming in with the big hit. That was Kane Egerton, number 5. He came in, forced the fumble, and Thomas Jefferson forces another turnover.
Matt Martinez, my goodness, what a play.
That's 4 turnovers now for Clearfield.
Thomas Jefferson's defense playing pretty stout here this afternoon, already leading 21-0. They start this drive at the Clearfield 41-yard line. Luke Costco, the quarterback, under center, hands it off to Eber. Eber across the 40-yard line and picks up, we'll call it 2 yards on first down.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Thomas Jefferson just tries to run the ball and play a little more conservative here just to keep the clock running.
Pulled down by Nick Baylor. Game 3, 2nd and 7.
Although Braden White, the receiver, I mean, he's been getting past the last line of defense. That's weird to say when you're talking about a defense. I weirded that weirdly. But he's just getting behind the secondary, and he's been able to score that way. So they've got a few different ways to attack here, but running the ball would keep the clock moving for sure.
2nd down and 7, Costco under center, TJ in the I formation. It's Eber who gets the handoff to the right side. Eber bouncing off a defender, crossing the 35-yard line. He'll be close to first down territory. See where they spot this. Looks like it's at the 31, and that's enough to move the sticks. Gain of 7 there. First down, TJ.
And that is the most dangerous approach you can have if you're a team trailing, especially by this many possessions, 21-0. The most dangerous thing you can have is an efficient run game from your opponent because the clock keeps moving and you're already trailing. It just decreases the amount of time you could have to come back when you're in these situations.
I formation once again, and Thomas Jefferson going to take a timeout. We'll take 1-2. 7-12 to play, first half. TJ, 21, Clearfield, nothing in this state quarterfinal. We're back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Thomas Jefferson taking a timeout here. A first down for the Jags, leading 21-0. Ball at the Clearfield 31-yard line. A 57-yard touchdown to Braden White. A 51-yard touchdown to Braden White. He's got 108 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns in this game on just those 2 catches. He's also had an interception in this game. Got a 2 fumbles forced by the TJ defense. Now trying to capitalize here. I mean, it's been all Thomas Jefferson in this one, Nicholas. No doubt about it.
Yeah, Braden White's been the focus on offense. He has a couple receiving touchdowns in this game, and Thomas Jefferson right now just establishing that running game to keep the clock moving and make another effort to score and go up by 4 possessions. They're up 21-0 right now.
Luke Costco under center. Here's Eber. Sheds 1 tackler in the backfield. Should have been brought down for a loss on that one, but instead able to plow forward. They spot this one across the 30 up to the 26-yard line. It's a gain of 5 there on first down for Eber.
Junior Cash Deal was in there and got credited with
official
the tackle.
Timeout for injury.
And the officials are going to call a timeout here because the guy who should have had him in the backfield was actually Xavier Curry, who we've seen at quarterback in this one. Curry offensively 0-for-6. Passing in this one. Carter Freeland's been there. Does not look good out there for number one. We'll step aside here. Injury timeout. Under 7 minutes to play. Second quarter. TJ 21. Clearfield nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
After the injury timeout, Xavier Curry gets up, hops off the field, is walking under his own power, though gingerly, over to the far sideline. 6:55 to play, second quarter. Thomas Jefferson leading 21-0. We do have an update for you here for our WJPA fans in Washington County. Fort Cherry, WPIL champions, defeat Clareton 21-20 with a late drive in the fourth quarter. And they'll be joining us here on 1450 AM in just a moment. Under pressure here is Costco. Gets it away and Wow, looked like the defender might have given up on him there for a moment, afraid of getting some sort of roughing the passer call. Surprised that they didn't try to sack him. Costco kind of gave up and was ready to take the sack, but gets another opportunity and fires that one away.
I find that impressive because normally if you get shoved, you just fall back as a quarterback. That's mostly what we see. Costco kept his feet under him. And instead of getting sacked, that allowed him to throw the ball out of play and not give up that yardage.
Almost like they had heard a whistle there as they stopped playing there for a moment. Third down and five now from the Clearfield 26 for TJ. In the I formation, pitch it back to Eber, and he's brought down. No gain on the play, maybe 1 yard, but this will be fourth down, wrapped up. I think on the stop there, Colton Ryan wrapping up the ankles. Colton Ryan or might have been cash deal. Either way, great stop there to bring up fourth down. Great play by the Clearfield defense. 6:10 to play, second quarter. Clock is rolling. Ball is at the 25-yard line.
Now it's too short for Thomas Jefferson to try to punt. Looks like they're going to set up to go for it.
Fourth down and a short four and a timeout going to be taken.
Timeout. Thomas Jefferson.
And it's TJ who uses their second. Under 6 minutes to play in the second quarter, TJ facing a fourth down, leading 21-0 when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Thomas Jefferson using its second timeout, leading 21-0 here in the state quarterfinals. It's been all TJ in this one. Some great defensive plays, some big offensive splash plays, but they've moved the ball much better than the Clearfield offense.
That's true, and Clearfield has turned the ball over too many times. A couple fumbles recovered by Thomas Jefferson, an interception thrown. There was one drive where Clearfield had to go for it on fourth down, and Thomas Jefferson got the stop. Thomas Jefferson moving the ball efficiently, Clearfield turning the ball over too much.
Here's TJ facing this fourth down and four. Costco in the gun has Eber to his right. Eber gets the handoff up the middle, and he'll be close to the first down. He should have it. He needed the 21. He got the 20. Gain of 5 on fourth down, and that'll move the sticks and keep this drive alive for TJ.
And that's just more time that's going to go off the clock again. Thomas Jefferson will receive to start the second half. That's also a disadvantage working at Clearfield right now. They're not going to get the ball back even when this half ends, when the third quarter begins. So Thomas Jefferson in prime position right now, up 3 scores and in scoring position here.
TJ in the red zone. Costco under center. I formation for the Jags. Pitch it back to Eber to the right side. Got one block, but not enough. Across the 20, across the line of scrimmage, it's just a gain of 1 there on first down.
Colton Ryan on the stop. Gain of 1.
Colton Ryan on the tackle there for Clearfield. 5'10" junior, defensive back.
Under 5 minutes to play, second quarter. TJ already leading 21-0, looking to add on here.
Yeah, they can afford, because again, they get the ball back in that third quarter. They're just they can afford to let the clock run down, not make too many risky plays after, or trying too many risky plays after going up 21-0 here.
Costco under center once again. Lone back here is Eber. Eber gets the handoff up the middle and wrapped up around the ankles from behind. Good stop there. I believe that was Austin Fenton who got in there to make that tackle.
It was Austin Fenton, a 5'11" junior lineman for Clearfield.
No gain on the play for Tyler Eber. Brings up a third down. Thomas Jefferson trying to capitalize after Clearfield turned it over on downs, failing to convert on a fourth down opportunity. This drive is taken a little over 3.5 minutes off the clock here. TJ chipping away. No big splash plays on this drive thus far. 1 4th down completion. Now facing a 3rd down and 9, and we're going to have another timeout. TJ's already used 2, and TJ will use its 3rd. 3:51 to play in the 2nd quarter. TJ 21, Clearfield nothing. We're back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. Back here at Mansion Park Stadium in Altoona, Thomas Jefferson facing a 3rd down and 9 using its final timeout of the first half. The kicker, Sam Wessel, has just 1 field goal on the season. That was a 30-yarder. 3rd down and 9 from the 19. Costco under pressure. Gets this one away to Eber, who makes the catch, and he's going to scamper all the way into the end zone for the touchdown. From 19 yards out, it looked like a broken play. Costco was looking to go deep under pressure, just gets rid of it to the running back, and Eber takes it all the way into the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, it looked like a little screen pass there. Some good blocking up front. Just allowed him to go into the end zone for the touchdown. That's worst-case scenario for Clearfield there, giving up a touchdown on that play.
Here's Wessel for the extra point. It is up, and it is good. 3:42 to play in the 2nd quarter. Thomas Jefferson, 28, Clearfield nothing. On the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
When it comes to your skincare, Voyevich Dermatology Associates has had your skin covered for 50 years. Hi, this is Dr. Justin Voyevich. We have 10 experienced clinicians and 3 convenient locations. In the Crossroads Building on West Bow Street in Washington, in Mount Lebanon near St. Clair Hospital, and in Pleasant Hills, just minutes off the 43 Toll Road. Our professional staff will provide a pleasant experience in our state-of-the-art facilities. We offer a full spectrum of services, skin cancer detection and treatment, pediatric dermatology, acne, psoriasis, and eczema therapies, and we are your board-certified dermatologist source for Botox, fillers, lasers, microneedling, and CoolSculpting. So trust your skin with the largest independent family-owned dermatology practice in Western Pennsylvania. Call Voyevich Dermatology Associates at 412-429-2570 or visit our website at vucare.com. That's vucare.com.
Like to welcome in our audience on WJPA AM 1450 in our downtown Washington studios. And thanks to our producer in our studios, Mark Edwards. 3:42 to play here in the 2nd quarter. Thomas Jefferson leading Clearfield 28-0. Clearfield has turned the ball over 3 times and has just 2 first downs in the game. Sam Wessel kicks this one off. It's on the ground. Will be fielded by an up back at the 28-yard line. Taking that one there is Colton Ryan. He'll get it across the 40, and Clearfield will trot back out. An interception, 2 fumbles, a 3 and out, and a turnover on downs are how the drives have gone for Clearfield. Thomas Jefferson's defense has been playing extremely well.
Indeed, they're in prime position right now. 1 touchdown, an extra point away from the mercy clock being in effect in the 2nd half. They've just dominated this game. Clearfield, too many turnovers, as you mentioned, all of them. And Thomas Jefferson just executing well. A strong ground game mixed with Braden White. A couple of passing touchdowns to him. This has been a solid effort all the way around for Thomas Jefferson in this game.
1st and 10 from their own 40-yard line here for Clearfield. Carter Freeland in at quarterback. Hands this ball off to Brady Collins. Collins carries it for 6 yards to the 46. It'll be 2nd down and 4.
Here and there on the tackle for Thomas Jefferson. That was Nathan Farrison, 5'9", senior defensive back.
Collins averaging over 200 yards a game, has 9 carries for 32 yards in this one. We've seen 2 quarterbacks play most of the game, both Freeland and Curry. Curry got injured on the last Thomas Jefferson drive when he was playing defense, so it's been Freeland in here looking to hand one off. He keeps it himself, keeps his feet churning, runs out of a tackle across midfield. Big gain there as it gets up to the Thomas Jefferson 44-yard line.
And that's why you do lunges and squats. Look at that. He just kept his feet underneath him, was kind of bent down, was being pushed around by several Thomas Jefferson defenders, but somehow kept his feet down on the ground, got several long steps in there, and was able to stay up long enough to cross the line to gain.
Gain of 9 on the play. That's the third first down for Clearfield in this one. First and 10 now at the TJ 46. Carter Freeland, the quarterback, brings Brendan Chamberlain in motion. And a little misdirection. Pitch it up to Colton Ryan around the left side. He'll be just short of the 40. They'll mark him down at the 41-yard line.
Kane Egerton in on this tackle. Modest run.
Gain of 5 on the play. Brings up second down and 5. Freeland from the gun hands this one off to Brady Collins. Collins around the right side, ridden down to the ground. He'll be close to first down territory, and he will. He gets to the marker. He needed the 36. He gets to the 35. Another first down for Clearfield as the offense is finally moving. But Clearfield trailing 28-0 to Thomas Jefferson with 1:40 remaining in this first half. Clearfield in the hurry up now. Freeland from the gun has Collins to his right. Fake the handoff to Collins. Carter Freeland going to keep it himself up the middle. Drug down around the 30-yard line. And now Clearfield's offense picking up a little bit. There they get 5 yards on first down. But a timeout going to come in here with 1:26 remaining in the half. Clearfield uses its first timeout. TJ 28, Clearfield nothing. We're back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
We'll hear from the Clearfield band at halftime. Also, want to congratulate Fort Cherry, WPIL champions in Class 1A, defeating Clareton 21-20 with a great comeback drive there late in the fourth quarter. Fort Cherry moves on to the PIAA semifinals next week. Thomas Jefferson trying to do the same thing here, leading 28-0 late in the first half. Clearfield has as many first downs on this drive as they had the entire first half of this ball game. Now facing a second down and 5 from the TJ 30-yard line with just 1:28 left on the clock here in the second quarter. Carter Freeland in at quarterback. He's in the gun, has a guy to his left. That's Brady Collins. Collins is the one who gets the call. Runs up the middle, stumbling forward across the 25-yard line. It's a gain of 6, and that will move the sticks once again. Another first down for Clearfield.
And that's been the winning formula for them so far. When they've had success, it's been on these trick run plays with the Wildcat quarterback and just strong runs up the middle or jet sweeps over to the side. Their passing game has been pretty much non-existent in this one.
First and 10 from the TJ 24 now. Freeland fakes the handoff to Collins, keeps it himself up the middle. He'll get a couple as he goes over top of his center. Under a minute to play now in this opening half. Clearfield trying to make something happen, and already shaken up is the one quarterback, Xavier Curry, but they're limping out of the huddle. Was Carter Freeland. He is going to stay in there after a gain of 2 on first down. It's second down and 8. Hand off to Collins this time. Big hole up the middle once again to the 15-yard line. He'll be short of the first down marker by a yard. It'll be 3rd and 1, and a timeout taken once again. 32 seconds remaining here in the first half. It's a 28-0 lead for Thomas Jefferson. We're going to keep it here as we approach the end here of this first half. Just to give a recap for you, especially for those just joining us on WJPA AM 1450 in Washington, Clearfield got the ball to begin the game, three and out, didn't even get a yard on that one, a run for no gain, two incomplete passes, punted the ball away. It took Thomas Jefferson just a minute and a half, a 57-yard touchdown strike to Braden White to go up 7-0. Ensuing drive, a fumble, one of three turnovers in this game for Clearfield. Thomas Jefferson able to capitalize on that with a it was a Trent Miller. So they end up giving the touchdown to Miller. Eber on fourth down reached for the goal line. There was no signal, but as he reached for the goal line, ball popped out. They gave Miller the touchdown, made it 14-0. And then after another Clearfield turnover, took just one play, 51-yard touchdown throw to Braden White to make it 21-0 after the extra point. And then Eber finally getting his official touchdown after a turnover on downs, a 19-yard screen pass that ends up in the end zone to make it 28-0. 32 seconds remaining here in the half. Clearfield trying to break open this goose egg on the board right now. Carter Freeland in the gun. Has Collins to his left. Freeland going to keep it himself. He'll have the first down, but a flag comes in from the backfield. The white hat throwing it, and that's going to stop the clock with 25 seconds remaining. It was third down and one. Let's see what the penalty is here. There have not been very many penalties in this one. Just two on Thomas Jefferson, one on Clearfield. Let's see what the call is.
Personal foul. Face mask. Defense. Half the distance to the goal. First down, Clearfield.
Well, that gives Clearfield a great opportunity here with 25 seconds remaining in the half to try to get on the board. A face mask penalty against TJ.
Yeah, it's looking dreary right now, but the best thing that you can do is control what's in your control right now, and that would be finding a way to score on this possession and going to halftime 21 instead of 28.
It's first and goal from the 6-yard line. Freeland looking for the end zone. Passes too high, incomplete. Intended for the only guy that was back there for the catch, Colton Ryan. TJ breaks it up. Second down and stops the clock with 11 seconds remaining in the half.
Nathan Ferrison was in there on the coverage and made contact.
Clearfield has not completed a pass here today. 0 for 7 between the two quarterbacks. Second down and goal from the 6. 11 seconds on the clock. TJ's defense trying to stand strong here and keep the 0 on the board. Two receivers to the left. Freeland from the gun has Collins to his left. Collins gets the call up the middle. He'll get across the 5-yard line, and a timeout going to be taken. Runs the clock down to 5 seconds remaining in the half as Collins picks up about 3 yards. They'll mark this at the 3-yard line.
So this is going to be an interesting setup here for Clearfield because Clearfield has no more timeouts left. So running the ball has been their strong point, but they need to gain 4 yards on a run if they're going to decide to do that. They could try to pass, but there's already been one interception thrown. Their passing game has not been very prominent in this game. And so, I mean, it's going to make for a tricky and interesting decision for them to make. And this play could be the decider between whether they go into half down 21 or down 28, especially because they don't get the ball back to start the second half.
Yeah,
TJ's going to receive.
TJ won the toss and deferred. That was a strategic pick there by Bill Chirpak. He's got enough experience. Whether he's wearing shorts or not, he's got enough experience to know what he was doing there. And right now, if they can get a defensive stop, right here with just 6 seconds remaining in this half. Clearfield with the ball with a third and goal from the 3-yard line. Clearfield's offense trotting back on from the sideline. Big play here. Carter Freeland from the gun has Brady Collins to his right. Three receivers, trips bunched up along the line to the right side. Freeland gets the snap, rolls out to his right, looks for the end zone. It's caught, but it's stopped short. Pass was complete, but no gain on the play, and that will bring an end to the first half. A great defensive stop by TJ.
Nathan Ferrison in there on the stop, and that was 1-2 yards short of the goal line. That was a very solid play by TJ to get that stop. Again, Ferrison got credit for the tackle, and because he was tackled in bounds, the clock got to run down. Clearfield didn't have any timeouts left, And Thomas Jefferson goes into half up 28.
Man, the TJ defense has been so good in this one. Some big splash plays for this Thomas Jefferson offense. But, man, the defense today has come to play for the Jags. We have reached halftime with a score. Thomas Jefferson, 28, Clearfield, nothing. We'll be back in a moment to recap this first half for you on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business. The best. Fagan Supply keeps the Thomas Jefferson gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply. On your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online. FaganSupply.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Finna make common sense cool again. No trippin', I'm the man, caught slippin'. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only saw him fertile land. I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy.
Back here at Mansion Park Stadium in Altoona, the Clearfield Band playing here at halftime. The Thomas Jefferson Band did a phenomenal job, but we're not going to get to see them here at halftime. Just 15 minutes on the clock. TJ played the opener show. It was really good.
It was like a halftime show, but they just did it before the game started.
Yeah. We're on the air right now. Yep, it's okay. Give us a second. I'll come back and take care of you on set. Please don't apologize. No problem at all, as we're all here in the press box trying to match up all of our stats here as things got a little hectic there towards the end of the first half. It's a big first half for Thomas Jefferson. 28-0, the Jags lead. Three turnovers in the game, two fumbles and an interception. Braden White is the X factor today for Thomas Jefferson. Two huge touchdown catches, a 51-yarder, a 57-yarder. He has an interception, and he recovered a fumble. I mean, he's the guy.
He could have had three touchdowns if Thomas Jefferson didn't hold two. I mean, he's been getting past the secondary defensive Clearfield. And, yeah, I mean, he's been all over the field on offense and on defense, so there's nothing more I can say that you didn't already illustrate about him.
I have Luke Kosko, 5-for-8, 144 yards in the air, three touchdowns, there was that little screen pass to Eber there to make it 28-0. Was a cool little broken play, really. He was looking deep, didn't have it, dumps it off to Eber, as you see some of the highlights now here on the NFHS Network of this first half. TJ has played really, really well. A couple of big sacks in this one. There's the interception by Braden White, picking off the pass from Xavier Curry.
And it's amazing, too, just watching the interception back on replay, how elusive he is, just keeping his feet moving. I mean, some good blockers, too, but also just being able to stay on his feet and get more yards rather than just going down quickly. I mean, yeah, he's been the guy so far in this game.
Yeah, and that interception set up this what we thought was an Ebert touchdown. He reached for the goal line. They didn't signal it. The ball popped out. Miller recovered it in the end zone for a Thomas Jefferson touchdown anyway. That made it 14-0. And then the TJ defense comes up with a big stop on fourth down. It sets up this Costco throw to Braden White. This one 51 yards for the score. That one made it 21-0. A couple of big plays here. This was on fourth down that Curry ends up getting sacked. A huge hit there from Matthew Martinez set up this play. Again, Costco was looking deep, sets up, ends up being a little screen in the end to Eber, and Eber from 19 yards out makes it 28-0 after the extra points. I keep saying that because got to add the extra points. Sam Wessel 4-for-4 in this one on the PATs. Clearfield Band is on the field right now. Why don't we send it down there and listen to the band for a little bit here at halftime. Great job by the Clearfield Band out there playing here at halftime. Again, 28-0 Thomas Jefferson over Clearfield. Eber on the ground, 12 carries, 42 yards for Clearfield. Has not been a great day for the offense, though on that last drive picked up about half of their yardage for the whole game. Collins and Freeland leading rushers, Collins with 47 on 12 carries, Freeland 10 carries, 37 yards. It's just been all DJ, man. Let's run it down for you how it started. We went over some of those scores, but started out 3-and-out for the Clearfield offense. Set up Thomas Jefferson, 1.5 minutes. They go 76 yards. Ended up with a 57-yard touchdown strike to Braden White, made it 7-0. The fumble that was recovered by White on the ensuing Clearfield possession ended up, TJ had to punt after that, but then Clearfield ended up throwing the interception to Braden White, which was at the 22-yard line. Personal foul penalty put it at the 11. That's where Miller ends up getting the touchdown off of the Eber run to the goal line, where he fumbled at the 1. And then a 3-and-out by Clearfield. Turnover on downs. One play later, 51. I'm sorry, I said 3-and-out, but it was a turnover on downs. 51-yard touchdown strike to White. One play drive there. And then another turnover on downs. A 19-yard touchdown pass to Eber. Clearfield had an opportunity to score there at the end, and the TJ defense held strong. Just a great job by TJ in this one thus far. Here at the half at Mansion Park in Altoona. Again, our congratulations to Fort Cherry on a comeback win, 21-20 over Clareton in the WPIAL Class 1A championship game. The Rangers move on to the state semifinals, and TJ, well, on their way as well. We'll take a break here at halftime. TJ 28, Clearfield nothing. We're back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here at Mansion Park Stadium in Altoona, Nate Rigotti alongside Nicholas Callis. Also want to thank our whole production crew here today, Brett Gambita on the field camera, our producer Jason Tennant, and then our two cameras up here in the booth with us, Stacia Skolnakovich and Eric Bennett. Also want to thank Mark Edwards, our producer, and our downtown Washington studios here on WJBA AM 1450. Nicholas, you were looking at some scores. There's another game going on in a 4A quarterfinal. We know that last night, Bonner Prendergast beat Pope John Paul II 35-7 to move on to the semis. We know the winner of this one awaits Lampeter Strasburg, who won in overtime last night, 30-27. But there's another game out there, my friend. Juniata and Southern Lehigh. That winner will play Bonner Prendergast, and I think you have a score update for us.
Yeah, so about 15 minutes ago when I heard it was 19-0, Southern Lehigh was leading Juniata. Right now it's at halftime, so I haven't heard an official score, but it seems Southern Lehigh is leading that game at halftime.
Well, there are a couple other games going on as well after the weather last night. Again, this game was supposed to be played last night at Winbur in Somerset, which is a 1A school, much bigger facility here today. But there are a couple of other games that got moved as well, including Westinghouse out of the City League. They're playing Bishop Guilfoyle. That game got moved to today at Farrell. That score 28-15 at halftime. We know a couple other scores. At least we're going to try to get a couple other scores as well. We told you the Fort Cherry score at Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. Thanks to our friend Bob Gregg. You heard that game here on 1450 AM. By the way, we'll have the Peters Township game tonight. We'll be on WJPA FM 95.3 for you on WJPA. Boy. Big game for Thomas Jefferson as the TJ starting to come out. At least the special teams has already come out of the locker room. The Clearfield band getting off the field now. Still 2.5 minutes left on the clock before the teams really have to come out. But Bill Chirpak has a lot of experience, a lot of success. 10th appearance in the PIAA tournament for him and this Thomas Jefferson team. By the way, they're tied with Aliquippa for the most state titles out of the WPIAL at 5. They could break that tie, but a lot of streaks have come to an end this year in 2024. Southern Columbia lost. Southern Columbia will not continue their streak of state titles. Wyomissing lost last night. In fact, that was one of the games we were watching. Their streak of titles comes to an end. Aliquippa's streak came to an end this year, playing up now here in classifications. Their streak came to an end of all those WPIL championship games. They didn't make it to a championship game this year. And Thomas Jefferson, they haven't won a state title since 2020 now. And now they have an opportunity, as some of these streaks come to an end, for them to make a march and play at Cumberland Valley in a couple of weeks. They look really, really good right now.
They do look really good. Clearfield just has really struggled getting a passing attack going. Now, we saw to end the second quarter, Clearfield was running the ball tremendously well. But when you run the ball, you have to get time off the clock. They didn't have timeouts left to call a timeout, so when that tackle was made there in the middle of the field, quarter at end, because clock couldn't be stopped, he was tackled in bounds. They've got to get some sort of passing attack going if they want to come back. If not, TJ just keeping up whatever they've been doing. They've had a strong passing game. They've had a strong running game. They've had a strong defense. Keep that formula up. They're probably going to run away with this one.
They've stopped two really good running backs in their march here to the state quarterfinals. The Aliquippa running back, Tyke Hayes, held him to under 50 yards in the WPIL playoffs. Held the McKee Sport running back. Both of those guys are Penn State recruits, under 60 yards. And now today, Brady Collins averages over 200 yards a game rushing. And today, right now, sitting at just 47 yards in the first half. A fumble in that as well. The Thomas Jefferson, we can talk about the offense because there's been some big splash plays to put up the 28 points, the 250-plus touchdowns to Braden White. But really, this defense has just been so stout to stop Clearfield's offense from doing anything.
Well, they're playing physical, and they forced a couple of those turnovers on fumbles in the backfield, which is definitely an important thing to do as well. I mean, I see them when they're getting in the backfield, they're punching, they're ripping, they're being physical, not only with the hits on tackles, but trying to expose some lack of ball protection that Clearfield has. And when you do that, you're going to get the ball back, forcing those fumbles, getting them, and then forcing those turnovers. I mean, that's something that more advanced teams do, and Thomas Jefferson's been doing it. That's good technique, and that's a good thing to do, and so far it's worked. They've exposed Clearfield's a couple times in the backfield getting those fumbles forced.
They forced turnovers, and they've gotten off the field on fourth down. I mean, that's a winning formula right there. No matter how many points your offense can rack up, that's going to be a winning formula. When you're not letting any points on the board, just one touchdown or one field goal is enough. But they have 28 points on the board right now, a 28-0 lead for Thomas Jefferson.
And they get the ball back.
As we've mentioned, they're getting the ball here in the second half. You see some of the teams on the field right now you can see them. You were looking at me for a moment, but see the teams warming up on the field right now as we get set for the second half. We're going to step aside here at halftime. One more time when we come back, we'll have a kickoff for the second half here from Mansion Park Stadium in Altoona. Nicholas Callis, I'm Nate Rigotti. At the break, TJ, 28, Clearfield nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
When it comes to your skincare, Voyovich Dermatology Associates has had your skin covered for 50 years. Hi, this is Dr. Justin Voyovich. We have 10 experienced clinicians and 3 convenient locations. In the Crossroads Building on West Bow Street in Washington, in Mount Lebanon near St. Clair Hospital, and in Pleasant Hills, just minutes off the 43 Toll Road. Our professional staff will provide a pleasant experience in our state-of-the-art facilities. We offer a full spectrum of services, skin cancer detection and treatment, pediatric dermatology, acne, psoriasis, and eczema therapies, and we are your board-certified dermatologist source for Botox, fillers, lasers, microneedling, and CoolSculpting. So trust your skin with the largest independent family-owned dermatology practice in Western Pennsylvania. Call Voyovich Dermatology Associates at 412-429-2570 or visit our website at vucare.com. That's vucare.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Getting set for the second half. Clearfield going to the sideline now after warming up. Thomas Jefferson's kickoff return team out on the field ready to go. Trying to make a run at a sixth PIAA title that would put them ahead of anybody else in the WPIAL, at least in state titles. Back deep to receive here will be Braden White. Ebers back there on the far side. And Gavin Miller here on the near side. That's White in between the two. And in to kick things off will be Bryce Frueschauer. For Clearfield, Thomas Jefferson could put this one into a mercy rule if they march down the field here, put up the touchdown. 35 points would enact the running clock.
I am interested to see what Clearfield could do here on this kickoff. In normal circumstances, maybe you kick it deep and just play defense because you're in the regular season. You got more games, got more rebound opportunities, but you're in the playoffs now. You lose and you're done. So, I mean, I'll see if they try an onside kick, if they try some other trickery, try a mid-kick to get it, you know, in between the spaces of the layers of the return team. But Clearfield really can't afford to give the ball up here. So we'll see if they try some trickery.
Frühschauer has the ball on the tee, getting set for the start of the second half. From left to right, the ball stays on the ground. Up back, going to take it at the 31-yard line. That is Jared Picote. And Picote goes nowhere. No return on that one. Well, we'll give him 3 yards, I guess they will, to the 34, and that's where Thomas Jefferson will start this third quarter, already leading 28-0.
So Thomas Jefferson, being up so many possessions here, can afford to keep running the ball and keep the clock running, and that's something I anticipate here as well. The running game has been strong enough to achieve first downs, but keeping the clock running as well, up 4 possessions, that's something that they can take advantage of in the second half.
TJ comes out in the I formation. Handoff goes to the back, Eber. He plows ahead forward over his left guard. Gain of 5 there on first down.
Tackle made there by the lineman of Clearfield, Nick Baylor, a 6'4" senior.
Eber with 13 carries for 47 yards. Second down and 5 from their own 39-yard line for Thomas Jefferson. And TJ taking their time in the huddle here. 15 seconds on the play clock. They break the huddle. Come back out of the I formation. Costco under center. Fullback is Trent Miller. Pitch back to Eber. Eber gets a yard, stretching it out to the near side. He's ridden down at the 41-yard line, so gain of 2 brings up third down for TJ.
Number 3 there, Brady Collins, did a pretty good job there. He was getting blocked, and he decided to push Trent Miller into the running back, and that kind of stymied the run a little bit there. So it was a good play on defense to use the blocker against the offense.
Third down and 3 from their own 41-yard line for the Jags. Luke Costco, the quarterback, again in the I formation, goes under center. One receiver each way. Handoff goes to Eber up the middle. He didn't get it. It's going to be a yard or maybe 2 yards short. Just picks up 1 there on third down. It's 4th and 2.
Stop by Austin Fenton.
Fourth down for TJ at their own 42-yard line. What do they do here? They need the 44.
Well, they're around midfield. And so, I mean, a punt would give them better field position, but also when you're up by 4 possessions, you can afford to take more risks here, you know, assuming that only 1 touchdown is going to happen. Then you're up only 3 possessions, but still, that's a lot of possessions to be up. It looks like they're going to come out in punt formation.
Yeah,
though.
Delayed run on for the punt team as Sam Wessel comes in and will get this kick away. Punt lands at the 28-yard line and takes a great TJ roll all the way down to the 15, and that's where Clearfield will have to start. 9:39 remaining in the third quarter. TJ 28, Clearfield nothing. We're back in a moment on the CNX on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
First down and 10 from their own 15-yard line now for Clearfield. And that's a bad snap that goes to the foot of Carter Freeland, the quarterback, and he has to scramble back and just fall on top of it.
That's at least the second botch snap I can remember from Clearfield in this game. One in the first half, right now one in the second half. That's just the kind of thing that can't happen. Those routine plays that go awry like that, that's not going to help them at all.
Loss of 7 on first down there off the bad snap brings up 2nd and 17 from their own 8-yard line for Clearfield. Freeland in the gun. 2 receivers to the left, traveling from left to right. Handoff goes to Brady Collins. Slips off a tackle in the backfield. Back across the 10-yard line. He'll get up to the 15 to the original line of scrimmage. So he gains back what they lost on first down. But bringing up a 3rd down and 10.
And if they can't convert here, they're going to be in real bad shape. The line to gain is a Clearfield zone 25. And the line of scrimmage right now that they got back to, the original line of scrimmage at Clearfield zone 15. Not a good position to be in right now, especially for a team that hasn't really passed strongly in this game.
Clearfield running no huddle, but not hurry up, taking their time, looking to the sideline. Now everybody looks at their wrist for the play call. Freeland in the gun. Has Collins as the back to his left. Fakes the handoff to him. Freeland looking to pass now. Will tuck it and run. Flag comes in as he's taken out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. He'll be short of the first down marker, but let's see what this flag is as it comes in with 8:06 to play in this third quarter.
A couple of flags thrown around the 25-yard line in Clearfield's territory.
Well, there's a flag from all the way over here at the closer to the 30, and then there's one across the field back at the 20. Is there two penalties on this play? There, one's in the midfield and one's back here just on the numbers. As the officials are talking about this one, right where the play pretty much would have ended. Let's see what the call is. No call yet. You can hear the TJ fans getting a little anxious of what the penalty is. Ball marked at the 22-yard line. Right.
Holding. There. Defense. Number 4. 5-yard penalty.
Well, 5-yard penalty.
10-yard penalty.
I'm going to say 10-yard penalty on holding. I thought that was a questionable call there on the 5 yards, but the 10-yard penalty is enough to move the sticks.
First down, Clearfield.
Third penalty of the game against Thomas Jeff, or fourth, that is, for now 35 yards. First down and 10 from the 32 now for Clearfield after the penalty. So credit Freeland with the run to the 22.
Official timeout called now. They're going to discuss real quick with the head official.
And then the 10-yard penalty. And looks like we're ready to go. 8:06 to play, third quarter. First and 10 from their own 32-yard line after the holding penalty moves the sticks for Clearfield, trailing Thomas Jefferson 28-0. Two receivers to the top. Carter Freeland in the gun as Collins to his right. Man goes in motion. That's Colton Ryan. Handoff goes to Brady Collins, trying to stretch it out along the far side. And I think he's going to lose a yard here. Nowhere to go, trying to run all the way to the far side of the field. Maybe no gain. Let's see where they spot it, but nowhere to go on first down.
Matthew Martinez was in there with Braden White to make that tackle, and the ball spotted, and the result, no gain.
Yeah, they'll say it's at the 32, so no gain on the play. Second down and 10, approaching 7.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Two receivers to the near side this time. Ryan goes in motion once again. Everybody gets set. Freeland now fakes the handoff to Brady Collins. He'll keep it up the middle, plowing ahead to the 35-yard line. Gain of 3. It'll be third down.
I am a little surprised Clearfield doesn't have more urgency running on offense. I mean, they're down 4 possessions, and this is why you condition to, you know, have a 2-minute style offensive approach. But when you're down by 4, you got to make the most of every second. Right now, with 7 minutes left in this third quarter, they're playing more methodically than quickly.
Well, the two quarterbacks combined 2 for 9 for 0 yards. Passing game has not been there. Mm-hmm. Now it's third down and 7. Freeland stretching it out to the near side, going to keep it himself. Gets out of one tackle and then flips forward to the 39-yard line.
Yeah, that was number 4, Emmett Forte, in there. And, yeah, that was a low tackle. He kind of dove at the legs of the quarterback and got that flip sort of result. A middle gain on the play, not too much there. But now it's fourth down. Clearfield 3 yards to get the first.
Yeah, line. Picks up 4 yards. It's now fourth down and 3 at their own 39-yard line, and Clearfield is lined up to go for it as this clock continues to roll, approaching 6 minutes in the third quarter. Clearfield trailing Thomas Jefferson 28-0. And a timeout going to be taken by Clearfield as they can't get the play call right here on fourth down. Under 6 minutes to play, third quarter, TJ 28, Clearfield nothing. We're back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities.
Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing Products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business. The best. Fagan Supply keeps the Thomas Jefferson gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school, too. Fagan Sanitary Supply. On your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online. FaganSupply.com.
Well, we've seen the TJ defense come up strong a couple of times. The great stop at the end of the first half to make sure that Clearfield didn't get in the end zone when they had a first and goal with a minute to go at the end of the half. They stopped them there. They forced three turnovers in this one, a turnover on downs, a three and out, and right now here's another fourth down try for Clearfield. Fourth and three at their own 39-yard line. Ball spotted on the near hash. Clearfield moving from left to right. Colton Ryan goes in motions, gets set. Freeland going to keep it himself. Oh, no, that's a direct snap to Brady Collins. He's going to be close to the first down marker. I mean, he is right there. He needed to get to the 42. Let's see where they spot the ball. Needed three. On fourth down, they stop the clock here. And they'll signal first down. Got enough. They'll spot it right at the 42. Thomas Jefferson doesn't like the call. Hard to tell from that big scrum right there on the replay. But needed three, got three.
Yeah, looking at the replay, it looked like he fell forward for just enough yardage. There were so many players piled up in that tackle, it wasn't really easy to see. But looking at the replay, he fell forward, and that's where they decided to spot the ball.
But Clearfield, I think, has got to step on the gas here a little bit. 5.5 minutes to play third quarter. First and 10 from their own 42. Handoff up the middle. And again, just chipping away at this. 2-3 yards up the middle. It's Brady Collins once again.
Yeah, Clearfield continues to take this calmly, being down by 28 points. A bit unusual. But they got Thomas Jefferson to punt. Thomas Jefferson received to start the half. So that's one positive note here. But they've also taken 4 minutes off the clock now just about on this offensive drive.
Yeah, approaching the five-minute mark of the third quarter. Backs each way here for Freeland. Now moves them in motion. Fake the handoff, keeping himself up the middle. Big hole this time for Carter Freeland. The quarterback gets across midfield. And a gain of about nine there will move the sticks.
And that's just the trouble about having a strong running game when you're trailing. I mean, they're moving the ball well. They moved the ball well, Clearfield did, to end the first half. Just the issue with running the ball is that when you're tackled in bounds, the clock keeps moving. Clearfield already used one timeout in this half as well.
4.5 minutes to play third quarter. Thomas Jefferson leading 28-0. Clearfield now with the ball in TJ territory. And the ball pops out off the handoff. It's spinning on the turf. Fight for it at the 42-yard line. I think TJ has it, and they do. A fourth Clearfield turnover, and TJ takes the ball away. That one unforced. Dropped off the handoff and scrambling for it. Emmett Forte able to recover for TJ.
Yeah, Forte was in there. The ball bounced about 3 yards ahead of where the initial handoff was supposed to be. It's just tough for Clearfield. That's been the theme. They've turned the ball over, and, I mean, there have been a few plays where they made unforced errors, and that just was an example of one of them.
They take almost 5 minutes off the clock on that drive, two first downs, and they fumble the ball away, and they barely got across midfield. They get to the 42-yard line. Now a great opportunity once again for Thomas Jefferson. Leading 28-0, Luke Costco in the gun, has Eber to his left. Eber gets the handoff, running to the right, gets around the edge. He has 10 yards. He's got more as he gets wrapped up there. A 12-yard gain. He slammed backwards. Thomas Jefferson fans don't like that. Eber stretching it out along the right side, getting around the defender, the guards pulling, and it's Collins who finally wraps him up and pushes him backwards. Got finished off there. That's what the fans didn't like, the big finish-off tackle there.
Nick Baylor.
Yeah, Baylor smacking him backwards, but it's a first down after a gain of 12 there by Eber. First and 10 for Thomas Jefferson at the 46-yard line of Clearfield. Two receivers come to the near side. Costco this time goes under center in the I formation. Eber gets the handoff up the middle. He'll pick up a couple as he runs to the left of his center. Gain of three on first down for Tyler Eber.
Yeah, it's definitely the strategy you use when you're the team ahead. Now timeout signaled for.
And that's going to be an official timeout here. And might be a warning between a couple of players. The official is going to talk here. We're trying to settle some folks down. Out there for Thomas Jefferson. Getting a little lecture, Shep Turk. They shake hands. Turk, the Pitt recruit. It's a big man. Number 55, 6'5", 290, a senior for TJ. A couple of handshakes, helmet slaps.
Looked like Ty Aveni was in there on the other side.
And that's a couple of captains, too. So maybe just been a talk between two captains. Not sure if those two were directly involved. But
I've never seen that before, but they make them shake hands and move forward. That's a solid move.
Clock gets restarted here. I formation. Gain of three. Brings up second down and seven. Costco under center. Pitch it back this time to Eber to the left side. To the 40. To the 35. He'll have the first down. Move the sticks once again. Eber picking up the first down, stretching it out to the left side this time.
Yeah, maybe you want to try to stay in bounds there to keep the clock moving a little bit more. They might have to be stopped anyway for the first down markers to get readjusted. But yeah, that's what Thomas Jefferson can afford to do, being up by so many, and with time continuing to dwindle, is just running the ball, chewing the clock, and maintaining a very sizable lead.
Clock stops because Eber went out of bounds. It's a gain of 10. First down and 10 now for Thomas Jefferson from the Clearfield 33-yard line. And whistle comes here on the snap, and Thomas Jefferson wants a timeout. Bill Chirpek asking for one from the sideline. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. TJ leading Clearfield 28-0. We're back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Bill Chirpak has not been afraid to use his timeouts in this one. Used all three fairly early in the first half, using one here now with 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. TJ with a first down and 10 at the Clearfield 33-yard line. TJ's first drive of the second half, they got the ball off the kickoff, went three and out, but to recover the ball on a fumble, Forte jumping on top of it, and now trying to march down the field and put this one into a mercy rule, leading 28-0.
Yeah, Clearfield with just an unforced error there. A few of those they've had, too many turnovers, four turnovers for Clearfield in this game, and Thomas Jefferson with as efficient as the team's been on offense, they just can't afford that if you're Clearfield.
First and 10 from the 33, ball in the near hash. A receiver each way as TJ lines up in the I formation. It's Eber who gets the call. Eber up the middle, and he just plows ahead for maybe a yard, maybe two. A little extra effort there. It looks like he'll get 2 yards on the carry up to the 31.
And we're going to be seeing a lot of that, I think. I'm not sure there's going to be too many more passing plays by Thomas Jefferson in this game. They're just going to keep running the clock down, and when you have a four-possession lead in the game, you can afford to do that, just continue to chew the clock. I don't expect much more strategy other than that. Maybe if they go down fourth down and long, maybe they try a pass, but other than that, they're just going to keep running efficiently like they have, I think.
Second down and 8 from the 31. Handoff to Eber to the right side. Again, he has a hole. Gets across the 25. He'll have another first down for Thomas Jefferson.
And he was brought down close to the line to gain by Carter Freeland. But the tackle not enough to prevent that first down from being achieved. And now Thomas Jefferson, 23 yards from a touchdown.
9-yard pickup there brings up first down and 10 at the 22-yard line. And the clock continues to roll. Under 2 minutes now remaining in this third quarter. TJ leading 28-0. Receiver each way. This time Costco in the gun has Eber to his left. Brings a man in motion, and it's a little pitch pass to Braden White. Braden White across the 20, stumbles forward, pile keeps moving up to the 15-yard line. I think we're going to call that a pass there, maybe? Was that a pass?
I would call it a pass. It's a little pitch.
Pitch forward technically is a pass, but we're going to call it, we'll call that a run.
Not a forward pass. Well, I mean, maybe it was. I don't.
I couldn't tell if that was sideways or forward. Either way, it's a gain for – we're going to run that again. Yeah. Think it's a run? That's a run. Okay. Call that a run for Braden White. Second and two now at the 15-yard line. Gain of eight there by White. I formation once again. Here's Eber. Eber finds a hole across the 10-yard line. Another first down for Thomas Jefferson. Jags just moving the ball methodically now, and here comes a flag in late. After the play was over, and this one is always dangerous of being a personal foul, as that one went way up in the air after the play was already over.
Brady Collins was the one that made the tackle, but I wasn't able to see the scrum, so we'll just see what the officials call, who they call for an infraction.
Dead ball. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Number five. On the defense. Half the distance from the goal. First down, TJ.
That'll give them the first down, even though they already had it. The ball was up to the 9-yard line, so it was a 7-yard gain there for Eber.
And they called that on Carter Freeland of Clearfield. I mean, they've definitely been chippy to start this second half. They've been a little more aggressive, I think, just some of their aggressions being taken out after plays, and that time they got flagged for it.
Got to mark it off half the distance here. Ball with it. They still have to mark it off, don't they? Yes. Yeah, they got it up to the 9, and they'll mark it off half the distance to the goal here. It'll be first and goal from inside the 5-yard line. With a minute remaining in the third quarter, TJ trying to put this one into a mercy rule. Clock is wound under 50 seconds remaining. Glad to have you along here on WJPA AM 1450 in Washington. Online. The NFHS Network as well. Great shot from Brett Gambita down low as Costco goes under center in the I formation. Man comes in motion. Pitch it back to Eber, and Eber runs into his own blocker. Had Miller trying to block for him there, but getting back in the backfield, Cooper Brode for Clearfield. And down goes... Sorry about that. Down goes Eber.
Hey, ran into Trent Miller. That's the second time I've seen that happen. In the game, in this half.
That is the first negative play for Eber, at least, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. With a score, Thomas Jefferson, 28, Clearfield, nothing. We're back for the fourth when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Tackle a great career as a production associate at Precision Marshall Steel. Score starting wages of $25 to $30 an hour. Earn $35 an hour in just 2 years with rapid progression increases. PM Steel's playbook includes paid training, excellent benefits, 401k, and pension. Don't stand on the sidelines. Precision Marshall Steel. Visit 99 Berry Road or steeljobs.us for more info. Steeljobs.us. Join a winning team.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Well, in the third quarter, Clearfield, trailing 28 to nothing, only had one drive. They took 5 minutes off the clock and didn't even get it past the TJ 40-yard line before they fumbled it away. TJ, his possession started with 4 minutes, 21 seconds remaining in the third quarter. They start the fourth now with the ball. Second and goal from the 11 after the loss of two by Eber. But in striking distance here, second and goal from the 6. Did I say the 11? From the 6. I formation. Hand off to Eber, left side, plows forward inside the 5-yard line. He'll get down to the 2. Third and goal.
So being so close to the end zone, this I would imagine that they would continue to run the ball now, because even if they turn it over on downs, you're going to be setting Clearfield up to start on its own 1-2-yard line. I mean, Thomas Jefferson just in solid position here, up 28-0, right up against the goal line.
Kane Egerton runs in from the sideline with the play call as they break the huddle. Third and goal from the 2 for Thomas Jefferson, already leading 28-0. Opening moments of the fourth quarter. Under center here is Luke Costco. I formation. Eber gets the handoff. Left side. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Second touchdown of the day for Tyler Eber. One receiving, now one rushing. It's 34-0. TJ, Sam Wessel's extra point can put this one into a mercy rule. Into hold, Dom Valamino. There's the snap. Kick is up, and kick is good. 35-0. Thomas Jefferson, the Jags, rolling in the quarterfinals. It's a mercy rule. We'll be back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Just over 5 minutes taken off the clock, 58 yards, capped off by the 2-yard Tyler Eber touchdown run. Thomas Jefferson now leading 35-0 over Clearfield. Well on their way as the running clock will start to the PIAA semifinals, where Lampeter Strasburg awaits them after an overtime win last night. Sam Wessel has the ball up on the tee. Kicking from left to right. This one will bound to the 17-yard line, where it's picked up by Fuschauer. Fuschauer, return of a couple out to the 29-yard line. That's where Clearfield will start, first and 10. Now with a running clock. Just been a big day for TJ. 4 takeaways. And so far have not allowed any points on the board. And there's the running clock signal. Starting this drive at their own 29-yard line is Clearfield. Freeland hands the ball off to Brady Collins. Collins muscling ahead for 4 yards.
Yeah, they've run the ball pretty efficiently when they haven't fumbled it or messed up any of the snaps. It's been Clearfield's strong point in this game, but like I've talked about a few times now, running the ball keeps the clock running, and that has hurt them through this game, and now they're not going to be able to overcome a constantly running clock with the mercy rule in effect.
Second down and 6 from the 33-yard line. Carter Freeland from the gun has Collins to his right. One receiver to the far side. Going to be a keeper here for Freeland, being patient at the line of scrimmage. Goes left, goes right, then finally goes to the right, plows ahead for another 3 yards. It's third down.
Freeland. Yeah, just simple runs here. Forte. Through the line, nothing too complicated. Forte in there on the tackle for Thomas Jefferson.
120 yards rushing for Clearfield as a team, 0 yards passing. Two complete passes in this one, both for 0 yards. That's all the offense. Third down and 3 from their own 36. Carter Freeland takes the snap, rolls out to the right, trying to get around the edge, and he does. See where they spot him, just enough to get the first down, and a flag late after the play. You could hear the oohs and the ahs, as that looks like it might go against TJ.
Looked like White was in there and shoved the ball carrier out of bounds, a little bit past the out-of-bounds line.
It's a gain of 5 by Freeland. He had enough for the first down. Ball spotted at the 41-yard line. And here's the call.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Number 20. TJ. 15 yards. First down.
So personal foul penalty on Thomas Jefferson. That for 5 penalties for 50 yards against TJ in this one. Gives Clearfield a first down. Now at the TJ 44-yard line, trailing 35-0 with a running clock. Just over 9 minutes remaining in the ball game. Clearfield looking to the sideline for the play call. Carter Freeland looks at the wrist, gets the call. From the gun, a little bit of a low snap, able to gather that, hand it off to Brady Collins, who chugs ahead for 2 more yards. Thomas Jefferson has done a great job at limiting Brady Collins today. Again, we've talked about it. Averages, give you the official number, 214 yards per game. There's a timeout on the field here for a moment. 214 yards per game. I have Collins right now, 18 carries, 67 yards. Is there another flag?
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 50, Clearfield, 15-yard penalty, a down count, it'll be second down.
Nick Flood, 6'3", junior lineman, called for that penalty.
And things just getting a little bit out of hand now, 35-0, Clearfield season coming to an end, TJ riding the high. It's been a slow second half, to be honest. TJ led 28-0 at halftime, just one score here in the fourth quarter to make it 35-0, but emotions just running high for two good football teams. Freeland from the gun, going to keep this one himself, stretching it out to the near side, trying to get to the edge, and does not, steps out of bounds, and another late hit here, and scrum on the Thomas Jefferson bench. Brady Collins in there, Colton Ryan dragging him away. Things just getting ugly and out of hand a bit with just 8 minutes to go. It should be a running clock, but we've had to stop the clock a couple of times here for some incidents. Here's the replay. Let's see this as the officials are going to give us the call. Yeah, it was Collins, not Freeland, that caused the issue. Here's the call.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Number 3. Clearfield. 15-yard penalty.
Back-to-back 15-yard personal foul penalties for unsportsmanlike conduct on Clearfield after the 15-yarder against TJ.
I do understand the perspective a bit, because you got to understand, Clearfield likely going to lose this game. This unique team that they have constructed will never get to play together again in this setting. Emotions run high. I mean, there is a lot of sadness that comes from a high school team losing a game, especially in the playoffs, because you've got to put forward your full effort.
Yeah, now Clearfield. Boy, what a sequence here, which should be a running clock. We're still at 8:14 to go, and now Clearfield using a timeout just to settle everybody down, I think, right now, Nicholas. I think right. That's the reality. Look, you've had 2 back-to-back personal fouls. You're down 35-0. Let's hold our heads high, keep your chin up. Let's get through this. You made it to the state quarterfinals. You're a district champion. Just take a breath here and let's get through this ballgame.
Right. I did want to make mention, as sad as it is, there is no place for unnecessary aggression on the field, especially targeted toward your opponent after the play. I mean, to me, that demonstrates nothing impressive, and I've never quite understood why that aggression can boil over like that. If you're getting a little aggressive on your blocks or your hits on your tackles, I understand that. But Clearfield, at this point, they're getting a little too amped up. So the timeout, yes, could serve as a coolant.
I think that's a great move there by Coach Carrigine to call that timeout. Let cooler heads prevail here through the end of this game. Look, season's coming to an end, but you don't want to end. Brady Collins, he's a senior. Carter Freeland, he's a senior. You don't want your career to end quite like that. It has been interesting because Xavier Curry kind of platooned that quarterback position, run a wildcat with Carter Freeland, but Curry got injured defensively in the first half, and it's been all Carter Freeland ever since then as the clock starts to roll once again. Second down and 33 after the back-to-back personal fouls. Freeland under pressure looking to pass, gets this one away, and it's incomplete. Thrown at the foot of Colton Ryan and just had to get that one away. All kind of TJ defenders in his face.
This was one of the longer to-goes I've seen on the season. The ball spotted on Clearfield's 33, and the line to gain is on TJ's 34.
Yep. Now a third down and 33 for Clearfield with a rolling clock, trailing Thomas Jefferson 35-0. He's trying to get something positive in this ballgame. Freeland from the gun looking to pass, puts one up towards the right side, has a man there that has to come back for it, and that's an amazing interception. What a pick! Skying up for it and snagging it out of the air for Thomas Jefferson. It's Jared Bacote. A fifth Clearfield giveaway.
Second interception thrown by Clearfield in this game.
Three fumbles, two interceptions. Thomas Jefferson's defense comes up once again.
Yeah, they just have not gotten anything done passing there. And I mean, that was pretty much just a desperation pass. Get it as deep and as close to the receiver as possible. That was a toss-up ball there and a great interception by Thomas Jefferson.
Down at the 44-yard line on the Thomas Jefferson side. The Jags have it on the far hash moving left to right. Clock rolls in the mercy rule up 35-0. Starter still out there as Luke Costco, the quarterback, lines up under center. And now Bill Chirpak wants a timeout. As fast as the third quarter moved along, this fourth quarter with a running clock has stalled out. 6:41 to play in the ballgame, 35-0. TJ, we're back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Now, Thomas Jefferson didn't light it up offensively today. One really solid drive, but a couple of big splash plays. The 57-yard touchdown to White, the 51-yard touchdown to White. But man, the defense, five takeaways in this one for the TJD. They have looked solid here this afternoon.
Yeah, I talked about that at halftime. They're just a little more physical than your average team just by punching the ball out, ripping at it, making their tackles a little bit more aggressive and thorough. And it has led to three fumble recoveries and the two interceptions based on some good coverage out there as well in the secondary.
Costco under center, pitches it back to Eber. Eber across the 50-yard line. Gain of seven on first down for Eber. Puts him over 100 yards. By the way, he only needed 54 coming into this one to get 2,000 on the season. So Tyler Eber, a 2,000-yard 2024 campaign in his sophomore season. And still some games to add on. Hopefully games, plural, for the TJ fans.
Just a quick update as well on the other side of the bracket. Southern Lehigh leading Junietta. That game coming to an end. It's around the end of the fourth quarter.
Second down here. Costco in the gun. Hands it off to Eber once again, running around the left side, trying to get the edge. He has the first down and more across the 40-yard line. All the starters still in there for Thomas Jefferson. 5.5 minutes to play. Why did they stop the clock? There we go, and now it's rolling. 10-yard pickup there for Eber. Also want to make note that Brady Collins, I have him for 67 yards. That would be enough for him. That's an unofficial number, I want to be very clear. But needed 53 coming in here to set the District 9 season record. Hand off to Eber, up the middle across the 35-yard line. Up to the 36, a gain of 6 on first down for Eber. And an injury here. You know, I just made mention that all the starters are still in here for Thomas Jefferson. And now an official timeout going to stop the clock with under 5 minutes remaining. TJ with a rolling clock leading 35-0 over Clearfield. We're back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hey, conductor, how about something new? You played this last year. Come on, get your head out of your sacks.
Shh, we're trying to hear.
Well, I'm sick and tired of hearing your kid play the wrong notes. Where's my kid solo?
At least you can see your kid. Why is my kid stuck way in the back?
The conductor only plays his favorite.
My kid heard that solo.
You see what I did?
Yeah,
come
yeah.
On.
Well, getting help off the field to some applause from the TJ fans is Luke Janosko, 6 foot, 210-pound senior. Janosko, the starting left guard on this team, limping off very gingerly with some help. You know, I just mentioned about how all the starters still in there despite being up 35-0. And hopefully Janosko will be okay to keep on going for Thomas Jefferson as TJ going to move on here to the semifinals next week. So Eber did pick up, well, I guess we'll say that's 5 yards instead of 6. Second down and 5 on the 35-yard line, 4.5 minutes to play. TJ up big on Clearfield here in the state quarterfinal. Quarterback Luke Costco under center. Tyler Eber, the lone back. Two receivers each way. Eber gets it up the middle again, across the 30 to the 25-yard line. Big chunk plays here by Tyler Eber, the running back. He'll gain another 10 and move the sticks. Stat sheet looking a little bit better here in this second half. Just had 42 yards rushing at halftime, but up to 120 now. First down and 10 at the Clearfield 25-yard line for Thomas Jefferson. Under 4 minutes to play. Play call comes in from the sideline from Kane Egerton, the sophomore wide receiver. Lines up here on the right side. Gavin Miller. Costco goes under center. Lone back is Eber again, who gets the call, and he gets hit immediately at the line of scrimmage, tripped up. He'll fall forward for a yard or two. It's Colton Ryan who got to him. Give Eber 2 more yards. 29 carries for Eber in this one. TJ has not put the ball in the air here in this second half. Haven't had to. Approaching the 3-minute mark. Led 28-0 at halftime. A score early in the fourth quarter to put it into a mercy rule. Costco under center. Hand off to Eber. Runs into his left guard there. And falls forward for another 2 yards at the 21-yard line. Two. Just one negative play for Eber on the ground today, a loss of two when he ran into his own blocker. Third down and six at the 21. 2.5 minutes to play for Thomas Jefferson, controlling the ball and the clock. Up big, 35-0. Costco with an I formation this time. Two receivers out to the left side. Eber running up the middle, gets across the 20. He'll pick up four. He'll be short of the first down. That's their workhorse, Tyler Eber, just continuing to take the ball. Now 1:50 and running. It's a fourth down and two for Thomas Jefferson here. Getting the play call from the sideline this time is Trent Miller. As Braden White and Matt Martinez run into the game as well, and now running off is Martinez. A little confusion there. Fourth down and two. Two on the play clock. They get it off. Eber gets the call. He gets hit in the backfield. He gets up to the 15. He'll be right there at the marker. That should be enough. It is. Needed two. Got two. And that'll just about do it. 1:20 on the clock and rolling. First down at the 15-yard line for Thomas Jefferson. And the Jags should be able to kneel it if they wanted to. Clock is... Why is the clock stopped? TJ, and there it is, rolling. And TJ now in the victory formation. Costco will kneel it down. They'll have to do it one more time as the TJ fans stand up on their feet, start making some noise to congratulate their team as the sidelines are already lining up for the handshake. Costco will have to kneel this down one more time. Waiting for the play clock to get under 40, the game clock, that is, to get under 40. And it is Costco under center. A big win for Thomas Jefferson. Costco kneels it down a final time. Thomas Jefferson will advance to the state semifinals once again. The Jags defeat Clearfield 35-0 here at Altoona. We'll step aside, recap this one, and name our Washington County College Center player of the game when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
When it comes to your skincare, Voyevich Dermatology Associates has had your skin covered for 50 years. Hi, this is Dr. Justin Voyevich. We have 10 experienced clinicians and 3 convenient locations. In the Crossroads Building on West Bow Street in Washington, in Mount Lebanon near St. Clair Hospital, and in Pleasant Hills, just minutes off the 43 Toll Road. Our professional staff will provide a pleasant experience in our state-of-the-art facilities. We offer a full spectrum of services, skin cancer detection and treatment, pediatric dermatology, acne, psoriasis, and eczema therapies, and we are your board-certified dermatologist source for Botox, fillers, lasers, microneedling, and CoolSculpting. So trust your skin with the largest independent family-owned dermatology practice in Western Pennsylvania. Call Voyevich Dermatology Associates at 412-429-2570 or visit our website at vucare.com. That's vucare.com.
Thomas Jefferson is headed to the PIAA semifinals, a 35-0 shutout win over Clearfield at Altoona today. The Jags got off to a great start on their first possession of the game. A 57-yard touchdown strike to Braden White. Forced a fumble. It was White who recovered it. They had to punt, but then White picked off the Clearfield pass. TJ marched down the field after the interception and a personal foul penalty. Just had to drive 11 yards. They do it very quickly in a minute and a half. Score on a Eber run that ended up getting fumbled at the goal line, but Trent Miller recovered it, made it 14-0. Another three and out by Clearfield. One play later, 51-yard touchdown pass to Braden White. Again, he has just two receptions today for 108 yards and two touchdowns. Another turnover on downs by Clearfield set up a 19-yard Tyler Eber screen touchdown that made it 28-0 at halftime. TJ, three and out to begin the fourth quarter, but Clearfield fumbled the ball away again and allowed TJ to go down the field and score the final touchdown of this one. Another Eber run. Eber finishes with 32 carries for 130 yards. Also had a reception for 19 yards, one rushing touchdown, one receiving touchdown. But the TJ defense, kind of the story of the game, Nicholas, I think. Five takeaways in this one. Three fumble recoveries, two interceptions, 0 points allowed. Couple of turnover on downs. The great stand at the end of the first half when Clearfield had a chance to maybe make it 28-7 going into the break. They stand there as Clearfield had a first and goal within a minute, and they stop the Bison from getting anywhere and put the big old goose egg on the board.
Yeah, I think that end of the first half was pivotal because Clearfield could have gotten some points on the board and at least established, like, hey, we can score in this game. Thomas Jefferson made the opposing statement, which they said, we're not going to let you score. And that carried through the entire game. Clearfield just couldn't get anything done on offense. And that could be credited to the hard-hitting Thomas Jefferson defense. Two of the recovered fumbles were forced. They were just on hard hits. One was a mistake made by Clearfield on its own. And then the two interceptions, of course. I mean, yeah, Thomas Jefferson played well all the way around. But to shut out a team in the state playoffs, that's impressive.
Two quarterbacks for Clearfield combine a 2-for-9 for 0 yards. On the ground, Brady Collins, I have him for 67. Again, that's unofficial, 18 carries for Brady Collins. Collins is a guy who averages over 200 yards a game. TJ again comes and stifles a good running offense. Third week in a row they've had to do it, and they get the job done again today, including those five takeovers. It's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, how about the play today of none other than Braden White? He is our CCBC Washington County College Center player of the game. He has the two big touchdown receptions, had another one called back on a holding penalty as well. He had the interception, second week in a row he's had an interception, by the way, and he also recovered that first fumble. My goodness, he was an X factor today.
Yeah, I mean, he played well on both sides of the ball, and you earn player of the game when you get when you have a game where you impact both sides of the ball. He certainly did, and well-deserving.
So Thomas Jefferson moves on to face Lampeter Strasburg, who won last night over Wyomissing 30-27 in overtime. That game will be played next week. Time, place to be determined, even the day, whether it's Friday or Saturday, to be determined as well. The other semifinal game, by the way, Bonner Prendergast taking on Southern Lehigh, who did just finish their game against Juniata. Did you have a final on that?
Not a final score, but it was confirmed on Facebook by both teams.
Yeah. All right, well, if it's confirmed on Facebook, we know it has to be true. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by Voyevich Dermatology Associates, with three convenient locations, Mount Lebanon, in Washington, and in Pleasant Hills, right off the 43 Toll Road. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice, choose Good Orthodontics. By Eber & Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on eberinsurance.com. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Precision Marshall Steel, join a winning team. Log on steeljobs.us. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Fagan Sanitary Supply, keeping gym floors looking great, including the ones at Thomas Jefferson, FaganSupply.com. And by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. TJ delivers Clearfield's first loss of the season as they advance to the PIAA semifinals. For a whole broadcast crew at NFHS, for Mark Edwards in our downtown Washington studios, for my partner Nicholas Callis, I'm Nate Rigotti signing off from Altoona. Thomas Jefferson is headed back to the state semifinals. Your final score, TJ 35, Clearfield nothing.